For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says his plan to lower drug prices will be, quote, the most sweeping action in history.
We will have tougher negotiation, more competition, and much lower prices at the pharmacy counter.
But that negotiation does not include Medicare, and some say there are other drawbacks. Critics note this new plan doesn't make it any easier for Americans to import lower-cost drugs from overseas. That might help certain people like cancer patients, who in some cases have to pay more than $400,000 a year for treatments. Officials are planning to explore forcing drug companies that run TV ads to actually disclose the cost of the medicine being advertised. Pharmaceutical stocks were actually up in the minutes after the announcement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Violence has erupted along the Gaza Strip and has killed one and injured 175 as Israeli forces tried to tamp down Palestinian protests. Palestinian demonstrators threw rocks, burning tires, and tried to pull down the fence that separates Gaza from Israel. In response, Israeli soldiers fired tear gas canisters and live ammunition. More than 40 Palestinian demonstrators have been killed over the last few weeks. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will help North Korea improve its economy if Kim Jong-un follows through in a promise.
The United States and the Republic of Korea remain committed to achieving the permanent, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
At the Kennedy Space Center,
210. Ignition.
SpaceX has launched a new version of its Falcon 9 rocket that it hopes will send astronauts to the International Space Station next year. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A former president is speaking out and cautioning the United States against isolationism. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
If we are together, nothing is impossible. If we are divided, all will fail.
At an awards ceremony held in Washington on Thursday night, former President George W. Bush said America is indispensable for the world, and the prize of greatness is responsibility, paraphrasing what legendary British leader Winston Churchill once said about America.
One cannot rise to be, in many ways, the leading community in the civilized world without being involved in its problems.
Bush, 43, was addressing the Atlantic Council, which gave him a Distinguished Leadership Award. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A 14-year-old was arrested Friday for shooting a student at a high school in North Los Angeles, according to authorities. The student was shot in the arm, but will make a full recovery, according to the sheriff's department. Paramedics and firefighters arrived at Highland High School in Palmdale after reports of a gunman on campus early at about 7 in the morning. The suspect, also a student at the school, was arrested a short time later. We are all concerned about the safety of our children, said Palmdale School Superintendent Raul Maldonado. All of the Palmdale elementary schools were put on lockdown. A rifle was found a distance away in the desert, according to officials. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.